says health, H-E-A-L-T-H, health, and get all of these wonderful products. In fact, I still need to take my quercetin this morning, and I'm going to do that live on Brighty on TV. And if you take quercetin, which is this absolutely amazing product, with the zinc, and maybe also throw in a little detoxidine, which is mostly iodine. And with those, you will be protected from just about any virus in the world. And I say just about because I'm not a doctor and I don't want anybody to think I am. But I've used these products for years, and they're plant-based, all natural. And this one that I have in my is organic hemp extract. And I have used that for a long time. I've used a lot of hemp products. As a matter of fact, if we would explore the domestic uses of hemp, we could solve the world's problems, especially economic and energy-wise, because you can make all sorts of different oils and power sources out of hemp. It has literally over 1,000 domestic uses, and it's an amazing product. I also take my vitamin C every morning, and it's the powerful stuff. Folks, you need to explore vitamin C. You need to explore the Global Healing website. Please go through our website to do so, so that we can get credit. And they always give us a healthy commission for all the people that click on our website and then click on Global Healing. Folks, you absolutely...
A healthy dose of liberty, and you're on your way, ladies and gentlemen. CSPOA.org. And, Sheriff, we want you to know, too, that when you help us and we get a commission, we use every penny to further the cause of the CSPOA, constitutional training around the country to all public officials, especially your county sheriff.
Sam, and you just mentioned that. I forgot to hold this one up. Vitamin D3, folks. Do you all know that vitamin D3 is necessary for every cell in your body? Every organ in your body needs vitamin D3. And this is absolutely a wonderful product. It actually even tastes good. But you have got to take this all-natural concentrate of vitamin D3. You can't take too much of it. You can't overdose on it. It is absolutely necessary for children during their growing years, especially. And I, my grandchildren, I can't believe that I have grandchildren that are so picky eaters. And those of them that are, you got to make sure they get vitamin D3, okay? The growing years that their bones are growing, that their brains are growing, you've got to have vitamin D3. I would say that of all the products that we have here, the most vital one for children is vitamin D3. Folks, again, go to CSPOA.org, click on health, H-E-A-L-T-H, health, and go to their website. It'll click right over there. You just order now. And you're doing a tremendous service for CSPOA, and you're doing a tremendous service to yourselves and your family's health. So go there, be a part of this wonderful product. And there's lots of different products. They even have pads for your feet that help detox your feet and help your entire ecosystem and structure within your body. Folks, these are amazing products. I've used them for years, and I'm going to continue to use them. And I believe that that's why I was able to kick COVID-19 out of my life a year ago, Sam, can you believe it? I had COVID-19. But enough of that.
I had to have ivermectin along with incredible herbs and health
healing solutions. Well, I didn't get ivermectin, but I did get hydroxychloroquine. Chloroquine, whatever, however you say it. But I also was using the detoxidine and the quercetin and the zinc and the vitamin D3. There's also CoQ10. They have a product with that. And you know, I have a heart condition. I believe it's really helped me there as well. And the reason I keep getting younger every year, Sam, is because of these products. Yeah.
By the way, you need to know that hemp products really have incredible anti-inflammatory properties. In other words, they prevent inflammation in your body. Inflammation is really at the core of all diseases, folks. So reducing inflammation is key to success.
Well, very good, Sam. Thank you for that backup on the commercial. And everybody, my family uses these products, my kids. I'm getting them too, my grandkids. One of my grandkids, Jackson Hardy, Lucy's son. He is the pickiest eater. The only thing he likes is ketchup and any kind of potato. Yeah, and he eats. He is a potato freak. And there's, you know, baked potatoes. He'll go baked potatoes. He'll go French fries. It doesn't matter. Whatever. If it's a potato, he eats it. But you see, that's a lot of starch in his diet. So we've really got him on this vitamin D3 now and a few others. And I make sure that they're taking their vitamins from Global Healing. So the rest of you, it's what I do for my grandkids. I hope to do it for all of you, and you can do it for your kids and your grandkids. Sam, as you mentioned, we have
CSPOA.org. Click on health. And by the way, tell him it'll turn him into a potato head if he eats too many.
I know. I do all the time. And Jackson has a neat story. He was born on leap year. So at the beginning, I nicknamed him Skip. Skip Jackson. Right. So anyway, we do have a great guest today. I've known him for some time. He has a huge resume, and I'm just going to tell everybody right now, the most important thing about Greg Beffert's resume is that he's a member of the CSPOA.
By the way, hold on, let's be clear. This is by his choice, though. We don't beg former police officers or sheriffs or anybody else to be members. The CSPOA is for the people. He joined as a person, right, Sheriff?
Yeah, he did. And what I really like about that person of his has a lot of experience in law enforcement. In fact, he became a law enforcement trainer and established training curriculum for the state of California. So maybe we can blame him for all that California crap. No. So anyway,
well, if we had his training, it wouldn't be the same, Sheriff.
No, that's absolutely correct. Anyway, Greg was raised in Nebraska and then joined the Air Force and then moved to California, and he joined the Yuba City Police Department in Northern California. And Greg, I'm going to have you, first of all, Greg, good morning and thanks for being on the show. And I'm going to have Greg... Greg, I'm going to have you give the rest of your resume. Tell us the amazing experience that you've had as a trainer in police academies and establishing training for Nevada and California. And the last part of your resume I found really interesting, and that is this, that you established training according to natural law. Wow. Where did you ever come up with such an idea?
Well, as you know, knowing the Constitution the way you do, the principles of natural law are what the Constitution was based on. And when I talk about natural law, I'm not talking about man's law. I'm talking about the laws of nature and of the universe, call it God, whatever your term you're comfortable with. Those laws are immutable, which means they can't be changed. They're not subject to the whims of politicians. They don't change from time to time. Slavery used to be legal. Here, for example, wasn't moral, but it was legal.
Shame on that, by the way.
Shame, yeah.
Okay. Natural law basically is the objective the laws of the universe and objective morality. And there is such a thing as objective morality. And that's what we teach. That, and there is such a thing as objective truth. People need to know that and seek the truth. That we're about truth and morality, we teach. And unfortunately, those are the first few casualties of tyranny. And that's what we're experiencing.
Now, you've been pretty outspoken about some things. You appeared, it's on, I believe it's on YouTube. I know it's on the internet. I don't know if YouTube has banned you because your powerful words to the lake. You live in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, which is northwest part of the state, really close to the Nevada border. But so you spent time in Reno. You spent time in Northern California, Yuba City. And now you live in Lake Havasu, and you're part of the Havasu Patriots. Again, and the CSPOA, but your presentation, you had a 3-minute speech that I think is one of the most powerful 3-minute speeches that a city council could ever hear. You appeared before the city council and you weren't very user friendly. You were not very friendly at all. You told the truth and you told them you were going to tell the truth. And people can look this up. If you Google Greg Beffort, that's Beffort. And am I saying your name right? Beffort?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And over all the months that we've known each other, I thought that's the way it was pronounced, but it's an unusual name, so I don't make sure. But be that as it may, you appeared before the Lake Havasu City Council and you let them really have it. I really liked your comment at the very beginning when you said, "Is there anybody here that still believes that this is about health? The all that's going on with the response by governments regarding COVID-19, you asked, is there anybody that still really believes that this is about health? What were you meaning about that?
Well, we've been deceived. We've been lied to. Again, it goes back to the truth. The truth has been obfuscated. The media has done a tremendous job of obfuscating the truth, and they've been complicit in this, what I call the mass psychosis of humanity. These issues don't just affect Lake Havasu City. You see this tyranny all across the world now in countries like Australia and New Zealand, and in the UK, what were considered to be Western democracies, and their governments. This is being a law enforcement officer. You look at this, and there's no question in my mind that there's a conspiracy. Foo-foo with that all they want to, but they've done a tremendous job on the psyche of humanity. They keep people in a state intentionally, and when people are in that state, as you know, when they're in crisis, they can't think for themselves, and they're very easily manipulated. And so they have captured the emotions of people with fear 24/7. If you want to hypnotize people, the two elements that you need are attention and repetition. And if they can get you to focus on the fear of death, have an innate fear, they capitalize on the innate fears of people. And they've done a tremendous job.
We're having just a little bit of a technical problem with you. You're breaking up just a little bit. What were the two things you said you need to be hypnotized?
The two elements that you need are attention and repetition.
Oh, attention and repetition.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well,
and if you look at it in the context of COVID-19, many of us recognized early on that we were lied to. We've been lied to. The consistency.
Well, you actually told that to the city council that they are perpetrating the lie that has been going on. In fact, you flat out accused them of being part of the great lie.
Yes. That video that you're referring to was 1 year. I was 1 year to the date I've been in front of them and told them you're being lied to, and laid out exactly how they were being lied to and how they were complicit in the lie. Both the city manager and the mayor, particularly, but their attorney as well. They're paid, call them liars. Unfortunately, the police department got involved and were actually complicit as well by going to businesses and not shutting them down, but warning people under the color of authority that that the governor had passed an edict declaring that gyms and other businesses were non-essential. That's when I got involved.
And Sheriff Mack, I love the term that he's using here, the color of authority. Pretend legislation, Sheriff.
Right. Yeah, in a lot of our presentations, Michael Peruca, a constitutional lawyer from Maryland, does a presentation for us about pretended legislation. And not only that, that term actually comes from the Declaration of Independence. When Jefferson is detailing the 27 reasons and the abuses of King George III, British Parliament abuses, when he details those as the reasons for which we were separating from Britain, he lists in one of those pretended legislation. And I love that term because it applies to so many things going on today. And as a matter of fact, they don't even pretend that it's legislation, but they still expect us to bow down and obey and follow all this crap. And it doesn't even qualify for pretend legislation, because pretended legislation would be at least passed by the parliament. But as we know, Jefferson also said that, quote, laws or legislation just become tools of the tyrants. And I, for one, believe that that's all this COVID-19 has been. All the regulations, all the rules, all of the pretended legislation, which none of it has been legislated by any lawmaking body in this country, especially the federal government, which they have no authority to do in the first place. Taking care of everyone's health is not the responsibility of the president or of the United States Congress. That's not their job. It's not in their purview.
If you look at the Declaration of Independence, Sheriff, they derive their just power from the consent of the governed. We've never given consent for these kind of dictatorial edicts.
Well, the 10th Amendment says even if they want to self-appoint themselves power, they can't. It belongs to the states or to the people. And they would have to ask permission from the states or from the people to do that. And that's never been granted. And, you know, and so anyway, I really want to.
And on our watch, never will be, right?
No. Well, I hope not. Yeah, I pray not. As you said earlier, Sam, we all need to pray and make sure that we're on the right path with our stance against tyranny. But one thing I want you to start before we get to the bottom of the hour break, and then maybe they need to call you during that time and see if they can get a better connection with you. But you're coming across about 75%. I want you to, as if you're talking to every peace officer and sheriff in the country, right now, in view of what's going on in our country, what would be your message to every peace officer, sheriff in this country?
Well, I guess one of the messages would be, you have an obligation, and you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Every single one of you did. Whether you're retired or not, and this is something that I am involved in now as well, is trying to get some of these retired officers and military people to get off the sideline. Just because you're retired now and you have yours, When you understand what's at stake here, you need to get off the couch. Quit being a morning quarterback, board warrior, and get off the couch and get involved and start fighting for what you know is right. Uphold moral law. You know whether or not a law is moral or not. You don't need anybody to tell you whether or not what you're doing is a violation of moral law or natural law. So listen to your gut and don't be an order follower. And that's one of the biggest problems we have, not just with law enforcement.
I got to stop you right there, Greg. An order follower. I just have to enforce the law. Well, the cops that say that drive me crazy. Which law? What law do you enforce? And as you alluded to, they swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. They must enforce the supreme law of the land above all else. Liberty is first, even for cops. Liberty is first for every facet of our government, all three branches, and that's what every cop should be defending, is the liberty.
Especially for cops.
Especially for cops, yes.
Yeah. Well, in military.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Bedford, our guest. You are watching The Sheriff Mac Show right here on Pride.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. The Dr. Hotze Report airs every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Time on Brighteon.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so you can know what's really going on. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you want to prevent yourself from getting an infectious disease, then it seems wise for you to develop a strong, healthy immune system. Wouldn't you agree? I've developed an immune pack with my recommended dosages of vitamins A, B, C, D, zinc, magnesium, and probiotics to support your immune system and to keep you healthy and energized. I've also formulated a teens pack and a kids pack.
Order your Dr. Hotze Immune Pack today at physicianspreferencevitamins.com or call 281-646-1659. Use the code BTV at checkout for a 10% concession.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
Show, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Mack, Sam Bushman. I'm the operations manager for the CSBOA. The two of us co-hosting the broadcast, as always, on your favorite TV station. That's Brighteon.tv. Our host, Sheriff Mack, myself, and Greg Bedford with us, ladies and gentlemen. And Greg is a former police officer doing a great job, involved in natural law training, incredible education about God's laws, about natural law, about a higher source than government's law, if you will. And Greg gave an incredible speech to a city council that we thought was worthy that you should see it. Here's the video.
Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Mayor. For the record, my name is Greg Bedford, resident of Lake Havasu City. And we've gone from 14 days to flatten the curve to now mandatory vaccinations, or else you'll lose your job. And this applies to employees and citizens of the city of Lake Havasu. Anybody who believes that this is about your health at this point is either naive or complicit or both. And unfortunately, this city council has chosen to, I was here a year ago, this month in front of you, telling you the problem is you're not discerning the truth from a lie. You chose to embrace a lie and ignore the truth. You ignored the harm that you were potentially going to cause to the citizens of this community by your actions. And I'm not talking about all of you, because all of you weren't on the board at the time. And you act those still, though, that people at Lake Havasu, they have a choice. You know, we'll trust them to have a choice. Well, then why a mask mandate? Why send officers to businesses to shut them down? So don't tell me about how you give people a choice and you haven't been complicit in this. We still have a local emergency proclamation that is still in place, declaring that there are conditions for a local emergency proclamation that you have refused to rescind. You are holding up the false narrative, the lie, and are continuing to ignore the truth. I'm asking for leadership from this city council. And that's what I've asked for all along. You followed. You were a follower, which meant you set your consciousness up on a shelf, knowing that your actions were going to cause harm to people. And look where we are now. We were here a year ago so that we didn't get to the point where we are now. We tried to speak out, and now those people, and there's plenty of complicitness to go around, and that includes the citizens here who stood by and said nothing while this was happening. And now that they're affected, we have people with employees over 100. If you have an employee over 100, it's mandatory for them now. What's your position on this, City Council? We don't know. We don't know because you stayed silent, all of you have, and ignored your responsibility to protect our constitutional rights. The County Board of Supervisors stepped up. They declared a proclamation last week saying that it's unconstitutional to do what you're doing, and we don't support it. What's your position, Mayor, City Council? Are you going to stay silent? Are you going to continue to stay silent and support this narrative? Or are you going to step up and do your job? Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We need that kind of attitude in every city council, every county commission meeting, every local effort we possibly can, Sheriff.
Yeah, no kidding. That was great, Greg. I've heard some. I've done a few myself, 3-minute speeches, and that's all you were allowed. But that was one of the most powerful 3-minute speeches I've ever heard. And boy, you weren't holding back. You didn't pull any punches. Did you ever get a reaction from any of them? Did it make an impact at all?
Besides a nervous chuckle?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it did, because they've rescinded the local emergency proclamation.
Oh.
So I believe that our group has had an impact. We were also effective at getting the mask mandate lifted. We put a lot of pressure on them. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, yeah, you're pretty direct. Yes, I am direct. The truth is belligerent. And a lot of people don't want to hear it. That goes to, you know, back to my point, you know, with truth and morality. Those two issues, people have a tendency to want to lie to themselves, and that's one of the biggest problems. Their belief in authority, you know, it's not about what you believe, it's about what you know, and you know about the government and the authority that these people actually possess. Most people are statists,
and folks,
they have a belief in an unlawful or a belief in authority that shouldn't exist.
Exactly. Well, I want to remind everybody, Greg, you are a patrol sergeant. You are also a detective. You're also a member of a SWAT team. You spent about 15 years in law enforcement. You were injured in a high-speed pursuit, which happens pretty frequently. I was lucky in a few of those. I got in a couple of wrecks, but I was not injured in mine, but those are, In fact, the law enforcement community is now frowning on just about any kind of high-speed pursuits nationwide, are they not?
Yeah, that's pretty much been the trend. You know, the fear of liability, you know, obviously drives a lot of that. And I understand that.
And then how long, and then you've been a law enforcement, you've been a law enforcement trainer. So how long did you do that?
Well, while I was still an officer, Sergeant, I actually was teaching at the academy. And so when I retired, it was a smooth transition into the academy environment. And from there, I had done curriculum development for Commission on Police in California, and then went to Nevada and took an officer position with a federally funded law enforcement training program, ultimately became the director of that program. And then in 2012, I ended up retiring Nevada.
Okay.
So I've been involved in training officer, and it's been my passion.
I think it's important, Sheriff, to understand that, you know, he was a police officer. He understands natural law training. He understands personal responsibility like nobody's business. That's why he stands before the city council and demands they take responsibility. And I really think that Greg is providing this leadership idea where we all need to stand up and say, hey, we expect you to be accountable. We don't want you to keep your head down and be sidelined and advance your career. What we want you to do is keep your oath of office. What we want you to do is keep your job and do your job. What we want you to do is be accountable to we, the people who elected you. And if you don't, we will find somebody who will. And our greater numbers, as we, the people across the country, decide to get out of our comfort zones and stand up like Greg did, is the key to the solution, Sheriff.
Yeah, it really is. And if you have it, Sam, do we have that video from Chris Ann
Hall? Chris Ann Hall, yes, we do. So, Hannah,
I think this is a perfect place to show that, because we've now gone the full gamut.
So let me set it up, and Hannah can play it. So the video that we have, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play is on TikTok. And it got on TikTok, and I'm going to explain how really quick. So Chris Ann Hall, well-known constitutional attorney, works with the CSPOA often, speaks across the country telling the tale of liberty. She's a truth teller like nobody's business. Anyway, somebody took a clip of one of her speeches for the CSPOA and literally put it on TikTok. And it's literally got over 8,000 hearts. And I don't know if you guys know what a heart is, but it's kind of like a like. But it's a heart. Well, for every heart that you get, usually they say it's between 10 and 100 like-minded people. So, you know, if there's 8,000 plus hearts, you've got almost 100,000 people that really believe in this video. Way more than that who have viewed it. It got shared about 2,000 times as well. So I bring this up because a citizen took action and got this much coverage for Chris Ann Hall's speech in defense of your county sheriff. Watch Chris Ann. This is incredible.
The sheriff is your most important ally in the securing of your rights, because your sheriff is not a hireling of the state, not a hireling of your county. Your sheriff is a constitutionally elected representative of the people. It is his duty by oath to secure your rights. It is not his duty to blindly enforce the law. If there is one office that you can take back control of to secure your rights, it's this one. Because your sheriff is the highest authority in your county. Your sheriff has an authority to deny enforcement of laws, state or federal or local, that do not secure your rights or work contrary to your rights. This is Sheriff Brad Rogers from Elkhart, Indiana. He stood up to the federal government. He got sick and tired of the federal government, the FDA and the USDA coming in and raiding his Amish farmers in the middle of the night, trying to seize their weapons of mass destruction. You know, raw milk and cheese. He wrote a letter to the FDA and the USDA and told them that if they step foot in his county one more time without first coming to him and seeking his permission, that those agencies would have to come bail their agents out of jail because he was going to arrest them for trespass. And since the day of that letter, they have never had another problem with the USDA or the FDA, because the federal government knows the sheriff is the highest authority in the county. That's why they're always trying to co-opt them. That's why your sheriff's departments are always being offered free toys and training and mutual jurisdiction agreements. And we'll let you wear our badge if you let us wear yours. It's bribery, it's extortion, it's trickery for the sheriff to relinquish his authority to a lower power. Because you realize your elected representatives will do a lot of things when you're not looking. Right? But they will never do what you want them to do. They will never do what you really need them to do. Not to provide you with welfare and homes and health care, but to provide you with the security, the ability to secure your own rights. They will never do that unless you expect it and you demand it. He says, some bloggers and natural food writers have hailed me as a hero. I'm no hero. I'm just doing my job. Remember, his job is not to blindly inform.
Man,
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You, Sheriff, when she says you, it means we.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and nobody tells it more powerfully than she does. I guess maybe Greg does, because they both both their speeches were fantastic. Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney, telling it like it is, and she said the exact same thing that Greg just said. The ones that say, I'm just here to enforce the law. My job is not to pick and choose. I just enforce the law. And my question to every sheriff or peace officer that says that, do you know what the law is? And please tell me what the law is and what qualifies as a law that you would enforce. And Greg, you were
in law enforcement. Before you go to Greg, let's make it even more clear. And when there's a conflict in the law, other words, a perceived conflict, where do you go for guidance? And the answer is the supreme law. Sheriff?
Yeah. Well, as you know, we train that the first and foremost in that is God's law, and that you must follow God's law before man's law. And that's kind of the moral law that Greg has been mentioning. But it's also, after that, it's the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the supreme of the supreme law of the land. It's the supreme of the Constitution. If you have any question, refer to the first 10 amendments or the Bill of Rights, and then you can find out there where you go. So, Greg, really, this whole thing, you were in law enforcement long enough to know that just following orders has never been the case, that we have always had police discretion as to how we would enforce the law. And I will submit that traffic codes do not supersede the Bill of Rights, and that Chris Ann kind of alluded to this, and both of you have said similar things, and that is that government's job, especially cops' job, are not to make sure that I'm wearing my seatbelt or that I'm eating my veggies or that I'm getting properly vaccinated. Their job is to protect my rights and enforce their oath of office. And those who just say they enforce all the laws, that's baloney. No cop has ever enforced all the laws. Because there's stupid laws still on the books in every state. And to have cops enforcing stupid laws is the essence of tyranny. But doesn't this boil down to Nuremberg and those who committed the atrocities during World War II against Jews and others, but the millions who were killed and murdered and the genocide, the people who committed those said the same thing. I'm just following orders. You can't blame me. You can't find me guilty of a crime. I'm just following orders. Isn't that where this all boils down to?
Yes. You know, anytime you're willing to allow somebody else to dictate to you what's right, wrong, objective morality, anytime you allow someone else to do that, you in essence put your consciousness up on a shelf, just like I talked about in that meeting. And you, there are consequences for that. You know, the problem is that we're experiencing, the humanity's experiencing the consequences of our morality or lack thereof, or our willingness to paycheck in many cases. Whether you're a hospital CEO or you're an officer just following orders or just obeying the law or upholding the law, doesn't matter. You're allowing somebody else to dictate to you what is right from wrong. And that's the problem, is most people have a difficult time determining what rights are, let alone know the difference between a right from a wrong. So that's a big part of what the Havasu is about, is first of all, distinguishing these things for people. What is a right from a wrong?
Right.
Well, the law basically says there's two principles, the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. The feminine is do no harm. Do no harm. And the other side, the sacred masculine, is take no crap either. The right of self-defense.
And ladies and gentlemen, this, Greg and Sheriff Mack, this really is about the American people forgetting who's in charge. You see, we the people are the ones that need to uphold the proper role of government. It's by our consent is their power justly derived. They get their power from our consent. And we've basically, in America, been taught that they're in charge and we must do what they say, even if it goes against our moral compass, even if it goes against our gut, even if it goes against this masculine and feminine, which is do no harm but take no crap. In the middle of that are we the people, and we must balance that as we realize they serve us. And we've got that upside down in America is the biggest problem.
For sure. Yeah, and one other thing I wanted to ask you, Greg, and thank you so much for being here. We're still having a little bit of a technical problem with you, but I want you to address this. You live in Mojave County. Mojave County is where Lake Havasu is. And I would like you to tell the viewers, I really don't know what you're going to say here, but give us all a grade of your sheriff of Mojave County. What would be his grade if you were his teacher and you were going to give him A, B, C, D, E, or F? What grade would you give him and why?
Well, I actually met with Sheriff Schuster, and I met with him personally and got an opportunity to get a feel for where he would fall on that spectrum. And I would say that I most likely would give him a C plus at best. The reason I would say that is because Sheriff Schuster made it clear early on he was not going to allow his deputies to enforce the COVID mandates. The problem was the other side of that. Let's see, he took the flag halfway up the mountain, I guess, in terms of use before, and planted it there instead of enforcing natural law or the constitutional rights of citizens and businesses, and going to the health department people and saying, if you go to try to shut down a business, I'm going to come and arrest you for doing that. So right. That's the reason that I would give him that grade. Look, he's made it known that that's his position. He's in a tough pickle like a lot of sheriffs are. I understand that. Politically, he still has to deal with politics, and they control his budget. These board of supervisors control his budget, and there are 10 ways a Sunday, just like the intelligence agencies, of getting back at you. So he has a tough job. I have respect for Sheriff Schuster, and I'm confident that his department, that's the message he is sent to his department, which is equally as important, not only to understand his own philosophy, but to make sure his philosophy is understood throughout his department.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a sheriff to put the flag on the top of the mountain and take on the IRS, Sheriff Mack.
Man, we've been praying that, praying for that for a long time. But one of our tenets that we teach, Greg, at some of our seminars, and we need to get you to come to some of our CSPOA training seminars, and maybe in Texas that we have coming up in January. We'd like you to attend that and see what you think. I know you've heard me speak a lot, and you've heard a lot of our training materials, but the all-day training seminar is something that really we maintain that if Sheriff Schuster would attend that, he would not leave the same, that his grade would go up from a C or C plus to an A minus, and maybe even an A or A plus, because the training is significant, and you have to do that. And so I would hope that we could reach out to him and all the sheriffs that are good people like Sheriff Schuster and get them to the training and have them raise the bar where they're at in defending the Constitution and protecting the God-given rights of the people that they work for. So, Greg, thank you so much for being with us. We're proud to have you a part of our organization and proud to have you on the show today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Befford, our guest. CSPOA.org is where you can sign up and become a member of one of the greatest solutions-oriented organizations on the planet. CSPOA.org. Thanks for watching the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighteon.tv.
Something special about the importance of satellite phones as a backup. And I want to bring this in because satellite phones are becoming the backup plan.
I can call anybody on a cell phone, they can call me. I can call anybody on landline, they can call me.
People in government hate to be compared to Nazi Germany, but what is going on with the COVID vaccine is very similar to the beginning of something that happened not long ago. From 1933 to 1945, Nazi Germany carried out a campaign to cleanse German society of individuals viewed as biological threats to the nation's health. Enlisting doctors, the Nazis developed a health policy that began with mass sterilization of what they called genetically diseased persons, Jews, blacks, and gypsies. With legitimacy provided by science experts, the Nazi regime carried out a program of forced sterilization, then isolation from the rest of the German population, and finally, euthanasia, that found its most radical manifestation in the death of millions of people that were considered a national health risk. Sound familiar?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live continues on your favorite hard-hitting talk station. So first hour, wow, we had Ann Vandersteel with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ann is a thought leader and a trailblazer in the new media taking center stage. And Steel Truth is a thought-provoking, time-tested, investigative, prime-time news program. Weekday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Leaving the mainstream media in the rearview mirror, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, as a news magazine also, so it's TV and a magazine, focused on topics that are mostly ignored by the mainstream press or mischaracterized by the mainstream press. And she's taking them on like nobody's business. Anne is certainly a truth teller, and we're grateful to have her with us first hour. Steeltruth.com, her incredible website. We talked about this reality check of, you know what, lawmakers in New York State, trying to put together concentration camps for those who are sick. They would literally want to haul you off to the gulag, if you will.
Even if you're asymptomatic, where you say, I'm not sick, and they're like, yes, you are. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, will such concentration camps become a reality in the United States of America? I pray the answer is not. But even when Fauci was asked, hey, do you think wearing masks on airplanes will ever go away? Fauci said, no, I don't think so. What else will never go away, Fauci? What other plans do you have for us? You're not part of the legislative body in America making laws. You're not part of the executive body carrying out the laws. You're not part of the judiciary in America interpreting and upholding the laws. You're not part of any of that, but you're just going to dictate this like a thug to the whole nation? Shame on you. You ought to be fired. We really got to double down on that, folks, like nobody's business. We really do. For example, I don't know if you know this, ladies and gentlemen, but Joe Biden is ahead of Donald Trump in terms of putting judges in office. I kid you not. Biden gets 40 judges confirmed in the first year. That is double Trump's number. Did you know that? So when you think the Republicans got to take office so they can control the judiciary because they're the conservative guys, I don't know what on earth is going on, but there should be advice and consent for these judges. The Senate has passed. Republican-controlled Senate has doubled down and helped Biden. Biden gets 40 judges confirmed in his first year. That's double Donald Trump's number. This hasn't been matched since the Reagan days, folks. What a shame. Shame. Shame on us, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, it's official. More Americans have died from the coronavirus under Joe Biden's leadership than died under Trump's leadership, ladies and gentlemen. Despite the fact that Biden said he was going to, well, that Trump did a bad job on the coronavirus, and Biden had to go ahead and fix what Trump screwed up. But now it's official. More Americans have died under Biden than died under Trump's leadership, ladies and gentlemen. We got a coronavirus crisis. They say that the United States could see 1 million coronavirus Omicron cases per day, warns this NIH director that just retired, folks. 1 million Omicron variant cases per day, warns departing NIH director, Dr. Francis Collins. Can you imagine that? That's what they're predicting, folks. I don't know if they're just involved in the fear-mongering or if there's any truth, but they also warn, health officials warn that Omicron variant will cause record high hospitalizations. Donald Trump was right. We got a problem on our hands. Is the problem really the coronavirus or out of control government? Government's been fear-mongering forever. Donald says you're going to have a winter of death, you unvaccinated. Imagine the president of the United States saying something like that. And then record high hospitalizations. And then, hey, we could see 1 million a day of infections. More Americans have died in 2021 versus 2020. Are they gearing up for more in 2022? Only time will tell. But while that's going on, Representative Maxine Waters, that attacked everybody who wouldn't wear a mask, now she gets caught. Maxine Waters gets caught maskless on an airplane. It was a cross-country United Airlines flight. So see, they clearly, these leaders, if you want to call them that, these bureaucrats, they don't believe that the laws are for you and me, folks. Or they believe they're only for you and me, not for them. Okay? You've got two senators with breakthrough infections already. Never mind that they already had their booster shots as well as they're as close to fully vaccinated as you can get. We're talking about NJ Senator Cory Booker and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. They both have had all three shots, including boosters, but now they've got the corona. And they still want you to believe that it works. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. We also have 48 people test positive for COVID on Royal Caribbean ship, the Symphony. 48 people that were all vaccinated got the coronavirus. If you believe these breakthrough infections are rare, you've been lied to. Thanks so much. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, Brighty on TV. God save the Republic.